今天晚上继续我们这一次要查考的启示录前三章的一些要重点。
And tonight we'll continue to study of the first three chapters of the book of Revelations and the main points and summary.
所以我们没有每一节都去分析。
So, we won't go through it verse by verse.
因为不然这样光前三章啊，小弟的经验要二十几节以上啊。
Because, from experience, even for the first three chapters, doing that would take 20 odd hours.
那这个重点大概就是针对我们平常可能可以更加去注意的。
So the main points are the things that we can take note of.
或者我们字面看得懂，我们不太了解它意思的。
Or the sections where it is hard to understand.
那我们继续来看启示录二章第九节。
So let's read Revelation chapter 2, verse 9.
我们上次讲到这个后半节。
Previously, we've mentioned the second portion.
也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦一会的人。阿门。
So I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are synagogue of Satan.
好了，那我们就要知道了，这个自称是犹太的人，自称犹太人的这些人是本来是士美拿教会的吗？还是士美拿教会以外的人？
So these Jews are they referring to the believers in the church in Smyrna or other people outside the
第
church?
二个，这个撒旦一会到底是什么意思？
And also, what is this synagogue of Satan?
所以我们上次先做了撒旦一会，撒旦的这个去理解了哈。
So previously, we've explained what it means by the synagogue of Satan.
好，这个撒旦我们上次有分析，从新旧约圣经里面告诉我们撒旦的特质是什么。
And previously, we shared what are the characteristics of Satan from the Old and the New Testament.
对，包括撒旦会攻击神的百姓，这是第一点。
Firstly, how it will attack the people of God.
第二点啊，撒旦他的特质就是总是去质疑人家的动机跟他们的心态。
And secondly,
负面的啦，负面的质疑啊。
They will negatively doubt people's motives and what they think.
第三个，我们上次看到撒加利亚书的经文，发现撒旦喜欢作对。
And from Zechariah, thirdly, we know that he is someone that opposes.
他不只跟神作对，他还喜欢跟任何一个只要不是他那一边的人作对啊。
So not only with God, but basically anyone who's not on his side.
所以是非我族类，其心必异，有没有？这句话听过吗？
So anyone who is not on their side, he will go against them.
我们真的不要这样子啦，跟我们不一样的人很多啦。
So we shouldn't be like that as well, because there'll be many who are not like us.
其实就小弟来讲啊，就连那些其他宗教的，我也不想跟他们作对啊。
So even for me personally, people of other religion, I don't want to make enemies of them.
小弟有时候跟同龄分享，我们基督徒啊，应该是要善于判断，但是拙于论断啊。
So I've told and shared with believers that yes, we need to be able to discern, but we shouldn't judge.
可是这个新约经文里面的判断跟论断两种翻译啊，不管是华文、英文不同的翻译，它原文是同一个字 ，krino。
But and the original text is actually the same word, krino.
什么叫做判断呢
？So what does this word actually mean?
判断不是照我们自己的喜好，也不是照着我们自己的知识跟常识啊。
So sometimes you discern it's not through your own will or your own knowledge.
所以我们学了一辈子，最终我们就是了解神的判断是什么。
So after learning so much, what we actually need to understand is how does God make decisions?
什么是圣，什么是俗？
How does God separate what is holy from not holy?
什么是神喜欢的，什么是神憎恶的
？What does He like? What does He detest?
抛弃我个人的喜恶，以神的判断为我的判断。
So we should put aside our perspectives and make the same decisions as God would.
论断呢不一样，论断是带结果式的一个判断呢。
But if we judge someone, then we try to follow it up with consequences.
在你判断之后，还连他的后果你都给他附带进来了。
So we will say this person is like that, and we'll also assume what will happen to them.
什么意思？比如说来问我传道说，传道你觉得他说这种话会得救吗
？So for example, people ask me, preacher, do you think after so and so say certain word, will they still be saved?
你这是挖陷阱让小弟跳啊
！So you're trying to set a trap for me.
你这是希望我去论断别人啊
！Because you're trying to make me judge someone.
你可以问我说，传道他说的这一句话符不符合圣经里面神启发我启示我们的
？You can ask me whether that person said something, is that according to the Bible?
我可以告诉你，哎，依据什么什么经文，他这句话确实不够完善，我可以这样子做判断。
So then from the Bible, I can make this decision and say that, well, according to what the Bible says, what they say might not be perfect.
依据我在教会的经验，发觉他这样考量，他的目前的想法真的不够周全，我可以这样判断啊。
Or I can say that from my experience, what they've said is might not be complete.
但是不要判断之后，所以我看这个人得救很难啊，你是谁啊？ But then, 你怎么知道得救很难啊？
But then we shouldn't continue and say, well, this person might not be saved because who are you to say such words?
对啊，搞不好他现在让你厌恶的一切突然在死前一小时全部悔改了，他还比你早进天国啊。
Perhaps all the wrongdoings they've done, is more than yours, but 1 hour before his death, he will repent and he goes to heaven earlier than you.
所以我们不去预期跟就指向他将来会不会进天国或下地狱，到底是坏到极点，不去做这方面的猜疑。
So we shouldn't guess and make judgment on whether someone can be saved or not.
但是我发觉我们现在的圣徒啊，不是啊，一般人哦，常常是善于论断，却拙于判断啊，刚好相反啊。
But what we can see in people in the world today is that people are very quick to make judgments.
所以要问你说，请问这句话符不符合圣经啊？啊，不要问我，我不知道。
Quite often you ask, is this according to the Bible? And people just say, well, I don't know.
请问这件事到底是以圣经的角度来看是圣还是俗啊？啊，不要问我，去问传道。
And some people might say, well, don't ask me whether this is holy or not, ask the preacher.
诶，那我们就变成新约经文所遗憾的那种现象嘛，就常常学习，终究不能明白真道，哇，那是很可惜、很可怕的一件事啊。
And it's actually quite sad and dreadful if we become like this, because, well, like what's recorded, how we study but cannot discern.
学习跟聚会不是我们的目的，它只不过是一个过程跟手段了。
Coming to services and studying is only a process, just a learning.
所以主耶稣才会常常提醒我们，你们听，而且要明白，不只要听啊，常听，重点目标是要明白。
That's why Jesus encourages that once you listen, you have to make sure you also understand.
所以你看每一封，我们这七书信，我们不翻呢、啊。每一封书信后面都有一个，凡有耳的都要听。那听什么呢？要明白啊。
And that's why often in the letters we'll say those who have ears listen, so need to listen and understand.
所以我们基督徒啊，这等一下会讲啊，真的要很会判断，但是千万不要去论断。
So as Christians, we need to know how to discern, but never judge.
这件事对错一定依照圣经是分明的。
It should be clear to us according to the Bible what is right and wrong.
但是他将来会不会得救啊？主现在喜不喜欢他啊？我们不要去讲这个。
But we shouldn't mention or talk about whether someone will be saved or not, or if they are pleasing in the eyes of the Lord.
我宁愿这样的想法提供给大家参考。我盼望主喜欢他，我相信主会喜欢他，这样不是更好吗？
And for me, if I can say to someone that, well, I hope the Lord find delight in you,
就算我们现在是吵架，意见差很多。
Even if we cannot agree with each other.
我是借着这个做对了哈。
So I'm using this as a comparison.
所以我们在教会里面其实不要乱去猜测人家的本心跟动机，这个不太好。
So in the church, we shouldn't try to guess people's motives. It's not great.
然后最后才说一句说，你看个人都看自己所行的为是，那又是另外一种控告啦。
And then you might accuse people saying, well, everyone just want to do whatever they want.
所以撒旦也很喜欢控告，就是做对用控告的嘛。
And we know, because we know that Satan also like to accuse people.
喜欢去挑剔。
You want to find mistakes.
喜欢去指责。
And want to point out people's wrongs.
哎呀，我们这小弟上次说齁，我们这几点大家千万拿来看自己啊，不要看别人啊。
And previously I've mentioned that these things we need to self-reflect and not reflect on others.
要不然齁，你知道吗？主耶稣讲的对哦，有的还要给他更多，没有的要把他夺走。我现在用在讲道理这里，我再稍微差点，我怎么一直离题呢？但是我觉得很重要啊。
And just as a sign, I want to mention how Jesus says that those who have already have will have more given.
我们现在在研究撒旦议会撒旦的特质啊，如果我们不只拿来看自己，你拿你今天学的这些来看别人啊，你会更撒旦。
So, if, we take and study and look at the characteristic of Satan, but don't self-reflect and instead only think about what other people are doing wrong, then we are being a fool.
这套道理你千万只能用来自省啊。
Because,
你一定要自省啊。
such teachings is for us to self-reflect.
不是让你现在来判断我们教会啊，谁大概就是这副样子，那我完了。你现在魔鬼已经渐渐要打开你的心了。
It's not for you.
差不多了。
It's not for you to look around and think and judge people according to these standards. Because
你有那份自省的心，神就让你更圣洁，有的更有。
If you know how to self-reflect, then God will make you purer. He will give you more.
要是专门听到，你都觉得谁应该来听？哇，那个门快打开了，还不是神要进去啊？
And if you listen to sermons and keep thinking, such a shame, so and so did not hear this, then be careful, the Satan might enter your heart.
常常有弟兄姐妹会后来找小弟说，传道，你那个道理，哎呀，真的是我家那口子要来听啊。
And sometimes, people come